This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by Hunter Dallas. Hunter's managing director at Leon Capital to tell us about Leon Capital, about his career, areas he specializes in, and a little bit more. Hunter, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on. My name is Hunter Dallas. I lead the expansion of a Dallas-based family office's efforts from real estate really into operating companies, and I'm a partner in our recently launched healthcare strategy, Leon Healthcare Partners.
And how did you sort of end up in this space, in sort of the family office investing space? How did you end up? Tell us a little bit about your career and how you ended up there.
Sure. I mean, it was probably a very atypical journey. Started out my career at Caterpillar Financial. Very, very interesting run there because it was right in the middle of TARP and the great financial crisis. And so interesting foray into finance of dealing with people on a very micro level. And really, I've been very appreciative of that opportunity looking back because it really helps me understand people on a very micro level from a restructuring standpoint. And worked there for a handful of years and did everything from kind of in-house consulting to kind of outsourced CFO type work for a lot of our mining customers. So it's pretty neat to go 1,000 feet underground and during that journey. But really had an interest in building businesses and getting some more transactional experience. So I went over to Goldman Sachs for a couple of years. Where I had a decent amount of transactional experience, and then just by virtue of kind of networking and meeting people in the Dallas area, had wanted to get into the family office side of investing. I felt that entrepreneurial calling of being able to help grow and work with businesses and having a little bit more opportunistic approach to being able to partner with very talented entrepreneurs, regardless of the underlying business. So it was a bit fortuitous.
And give people some insight into what it's like working with a family office versus, let's say, working with a committed capital private equity fund. How do you view that differently, or how does that give people a little bit of insight into that and what works, what doesn't work in a family office environment?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It is very different. And in a lot of our healthcare businesses, I have to start out with kind of explaining some of those. And, I'd say at Leon Capital, it is very much an entrepreneurial and, somewhat of a disruptive approach to areas that we view having structural constraints, preventing the best outcomes for the market constituents. So with the family office flexibility, we can really, take a look at themes, be it in real estate related, in some of our prop tech investments, or healthcare, figuring out kind of structurally what has prevented or caused less than desirable outcomes. And so really being able to come in and start with a good management team and build the systems and the structure, kind of how we think, it can address the market. I mean, one of our investments called Crexy, is an online marketplace to transact real estate. Leon Capital historically has a very large real estate focus. And that industry is something that's just very much built on asymmetry. And, the same people kind of exchange properties with one another. And, it's kind of hard to get the best pricing and, mortgage financing and, kind of all across the board. And so when we had the idea with a couple entrepreneurs of really trying to take that transaction online, that was something we felt very strongly about and have been working with them for about 5 or 6 years and grown that business to, we were their first 4 listings to, a million plus listings at any given time. So really great adventure on that company. And just the family office flexibility allowed us to get in earlier. We didn't have a mandate or, kind of a constraint around life cycle and when we can invest. So it was advantageous to have that family office backing. Sometimes it can be a blessing and a curse that, you look at everything, that's kind of interesting. But, you know, picking your spots is can be somewhat of the challenge at times. But then, you know, when we find it, we focus on 2 to 3, you know, kind of main theses at any given time and put all of our energy into making it a big success.
I mean, it must be fascinating. It actually sounds fascinating. And talk for a moment about, you talked a lot about, there's a lot of real estate focus because that's where I think some of the family money was originally made, or maybe not. But also, what other areas do you specialize in?
Yeah. So we've historically had a lot of real estate focus as the firm, but have been diversifying, you know, pretty substantially over the past 5 or 6 years. You know, it sounds cliche now, but, you know, we kind of started targeting these Amazon-proof businesses because our retail real estate strategy was really seeing a lot of the kind of destruction from businesses going online firsthand. So we've been really focused on healthcare, and healthcare for us, you know, we've really enjoyed, because that family office flexibility kind of bridges what we view to be a bit of a void in the market. You know, you've got this kind of structural constraint around funds, and that life cycle that a fund has can foster, you know, somewhat of a renter's mentality in businesses, which, you know, we view it to be, you know, problematic in healthcare and you know, patient outcomes. So what's been nice is we can partner with, you know, strong doctors and entrepreneurs and take a bit more of a patient timeline to really putting together the right infrastructure and technology to help the consolidation within the space and still focus on those patient outcomes. So healthcare has really been a big focus of ours over the last, you know, call it 3 to 5 years. And going forward, we'll probably be, you know, between multifamily and healthcare, the two biggest focuses of the firm.
But fascinating. And take a moment, how do people learn more about Leon Capital? And you guys also have independent investment funds that you're sponsor, or not so much?
No, it's really been, you know, in-house capital. You know, we're very internally capitalized. You know, over the years, you know, Fernando, the founder of the firm, has developed some great relationships, and we'll have strategic partners on deals from time to time. But we do not manage any funds at this time. We're working on some branding, and so we've launched Leon Healthcare Partners, so leonhealthcarepartners.com, to kind of highlight the focus outside of real estate.
Well, fantastic. So God bless that. All your own capital, magnificent. And then Leon Capital Partners, Leon Healthcare Partners, I mean, and trying to build a brand as well, and doing a ton of acquisitions. I see 300 acquisitions, a ton of money invested, $3 billion invested or so. I mean, an incredible story. Hunter, I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, Leon Capital Partners, magnificent results. You're managing director. What a great career. Thank you so much for joining us, Hunter.
Scott, I really appreciate it. Thanks for the time this morning.